This morning we are looking at what I called making your failures to fail. Making your failures to fail. The purpose of this message is to empower you so that you can deal with your failure.
It
is to give you proper understanding how to confront failures in your life and how to make your failure to fail. So if failure has been recording success in your life,
or it's
gaining upper hand in your life through this message and through the anointing in this message, you shall be empowered to deal with it in the name of Jesus. One man in the Bible failed woefully. And that failure ruined his destiny. That failure is spread across to his children. And even up to now, people are still talking about it. Reading about it.
He
is the most unfortunate man in the Bible. A wonderful opportunity. A good position. Very good title. But he failed. He failed woefully. In 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. I read from verse 27. 2 Kings chapter 4. I read from verse 27. This is the story of
Gehazi.
Elisha. And a woman. 2 Kings chapter 4. I read from verse 27. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, "Let her alone. For her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord has hid it from me and has not told me." Elisha said, "The Lord has hid it from him. There is no man of God on the face of the earth. No matter how anointed, no matter how close they are to God, there are still some things that are still hidden to them. It is only God that knows everything. All men of God see in parts. And they pray in parts. People sometimes will accuse men of God. This terrible thing that happened, why didn't he know? If he's still a man of God. No. There are some things that God will hide away from his men. Not because they are not his men. But it's just to show them that he is God. And he alone has all the power. And knows all things. Something happened in the life of this woman. The enemy came and struck. But it was not revealed to him.
Elisha.
And this woman came running after the man of God.
He
caught him by his feet.
Gehazi.
The servant of the man of God.
ìránṣẹ́ ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
Wanted to push her away.
Ó fẹ́ tí kúrò.
The man of God said, leave her here.
Ènìyàn Ọlọ́run wá pé fi sílẹ̀.
There is something that is happening.
Ohun kan bẹ tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
To her.
Sí.
And the Lord has hid it from me.
Olúwa sì ti pa mọ́ fún mi.
Verse 28.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Then she said.
Nígbà náà ni ó wí pé.
Did I desire a son of my Lord?
Mo wá sọ̀rọ̀ ọmọ ní ọwọ́ Olúwa mi bí.
Did I not say, do not deceive me?
Èmi kò wá wí pé má ṣe tàn mí jẹ.
Then he said to Gehazi.
Ó sì fún Gehazi pé.
Guide up thy lamp.
Di àmúrè rẹ̀.
And take my staff in thy hand.
Kí o sì mú ọ̀pá mi ní ọwọ́ rẹ.
And go thy way.
Kí o sì lọ.
If thou meet any man,
bí wọ́n bá rí ẹnikẹ́ni ní ọ̀nà,
salute him not.
Má ṣe kí.
And if any salute thee,
bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá sì kí ọ,
answer him not again.
Má ṣe dá lóhùn.
And lay my staff upon the face of the child.
Kí o sì fi ọ̀pá mi lé iwájú ọmọ náà.
The child had died.
Ọmọ yìí ti kú.
The mother came for help.
Ìyá rẹ̀ wá fún ìrànwọ́.
Elisha gave Gehazi his rod of power.
Elisha, ó fún Gehazi ní ọ̀pá agbára rẹ̀.
So follow this woman.
Ó ní tẹ̀lé arábìnrin.
Take my rod in your hand.
Gba ọ̀pá mi ní ọwọ́ rẹ̀.
Greet no one.
Má ṣe kí ẹnikẹ́ni.
Talk to nobody.
Má bẹ ẹnikẹ́ni sọ̀rọ̀.
Put my rod upon the face of the child.
Fi ọ̀pá mi lé iwájú ọmọ náà.
Elisha was expecting a good result.
Ó ń retí èsì tí ó dára.
Elisha was expecting a testimony.
Ó ń retí ẹ̀rí.
But what happened?
Ṣùgbọ́n kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀?
Verse 30.
Ẹsẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n.
And the mother of the child said.
Ìyá ọmọ náà sì wí pé.
As the Lord liveth.
Bí Olúwa ti ń bẹ.
And as thy soul liveth.
Àti bí ẹ̀mí rẹ ti ń bẹ.
I will not leave thee.
Èmi kì yóò fi ọ sílẹ̀.
And he arose and followed her.
Òun sì dìde ó sì tọ̀ lẹ́yìn.
And Gehazi passed on before them.
Gehazi sì kọjá níwájú wọn.
Before who we are not told.
Níwájú ta ni a ò sọ fún wa.
And lay the staff upon the face of the child.
Ó sì fi ọ̀pá náà lé ọmọ náà níwájú.
But
ṣùgbọ́n
there was neither voice.
Kò sí ohùn.
No hearing.
Tàbí àfiyèsí.
Wherefore he went again to meet him.
Nítorí náà ó sì tún padà lọ láti bá.
And told him, saying.
Ó sì wí fún un pé.
The child is not awake.
Ọmọ náà kò jí.
Gehazi recorded a failure.
A kọ ìkùnà sílẹ̀ fún Gehazi.
In the spiritual assignment that he was given.
Nínú iṣẹ́ ẹ̀mí tí a fi lé lọ́wọ́.
Gehazi would have been the most powerful man in the Bible.
Gehazi ò bá ti jẹ́ ọkùnrin tí ó lágbára jùlọ nínú Bíbélì.
If he had received the double portion.
Tí ó bá ti gba ìṣẹ́kù agbára méjì.
But unfortunately.
Ṣùgbọ́n ṣe ní lànà.
He has become the most successful failure in the history of the Bible.
Ó ti wá di ẹni tẹ́gbẹ́ ìkùnà rẹ̀ ó tún ní àṣeyọrí nínú ìtàn Bíbélì.
The rod of Elisha.
Ọ̀pá Elisha.
Which is the symbol of power.
Èyí tó ń ṣàpẹẹrẹ agbára.
Failed woefully in the hands of Gehazi.
Ó kùnà yányán ní ọwọ́ Gehazi.
The question is why.
Ìbéèrè náà ni pé kí n là.
He didn't talk to anybody.
Kò bá ẹnikẹ́ni sọ̀rọ̀.
He followed the instruction of the man of God to the letter.
Ó tẹ̀lé ìlànà ènìyàn Ọlọ́run dópin.
He put the rod on his face.
Ó ní fi ọ̀pá náà lé ọmọ náà níwájú.
He did exactly like that.
Ó ṣe ohun náà gẹ́lẹ̀.
But yet he failed.
Ṣùgbọ́n síbẹ̀ ó kùnà.
The child died twice.
Ọmọ yìí tún wá kú ikú ẹ̀kejì.
Why didn't the anointing inside the rod of Elisha raise that child?
Èéṣe tí ìfòròyìn tó bẹ nínú ọ̀pá Elisha kí ó jí ọmọ yìí dìde.
Why did God reject the ministration of Gehazi towards that boy?
Èéṣe tí Ọlọ́run kọ iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ Gehazi sí ọmọ yìí.
Why did the spirit of death make nonsense of the anointing of Gehazi?
Èéṣe tí ẹ̀mí ikú tí ó fi ìfòròyìn tó ń bẹ lórí Gehazi ṣe yẹ̀yẹ́.
The failure that showed on the outside came from the inside.
Ìkùnà tó fara hàn lóde àti inú ló ti wà.
The rod of power.
Ọ̀pá agbára.
Became powerless not because the power had been removed from that rod.
Ó di aláìlágbára kì í ṣe nítorí pé agbára yìí ó ti fi ọ̀pá yìí sílẹ̀.
But something is wrong with Gehazi.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun kan ṣọwọ́ òdì pẹ̀lú Gehazi.
The failure of Gehazi.
Ìkùnà Gehazi.
Increase the sorrow of that woman.
Ó jẹ́ kí ìbànújẹ́ arábìnrin kí ó pọ̀ sí.
Who had lost her only child.
Ẹni tí ó ti pàdánù ọmọ rẹ̀ kan ṣoṣo.
Gehazi was given a spiritual assignment.
A fún Gehazi ní iṣẹ́ ẹ̀mí láti ṣe.
But he failed totally.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó kùnà yányán.
What is wrong with Gehazi?
Kí lohun náà tí ó yíwọ́ pẹ̀lú Gehazi?
What is wrong
with Gehazi?
Kí ló hun náà tó ṣe ọwọ́ òdì pẹ̀lú Gehazi?
Why did he fail in this important announcement?
Èéṣe tí ó kùnà.
Important assignment.
Nínú iṣẹ́ tí ó ṣe pàtàkì tí a fi lè lọ́wọ́ yìí.
The answer is very simple.
Ìdáhùn rẹ̀ ó rọrùn.
Inside Gehazi.
Nínú Gehazi.
Lies the spirit of failure.
Ní ẹ̀mí ìkùnà ń gbébẹ́.
Not inside that flood.
Kì í ṣe nínú ọ̀pá yìí.
Not in the instructions given to him.
Kì í ṣe nínú ìlànà tí a fi fún.
But inside Gehazi himself.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú Gehazi ti kára rẹ̀.
Lies the spirit of failure.
Ní ẹ̀mí ìkùnà wà.
What you don't have, you cannot give.
Ohun tí a ò ní, ẹ ò máa lè fi fún ẹnikẹ́ni.
Gehazi only gave what he had inside him.
Gehazi fi fún ohun tí ó ní, ó fi fún wọn.
The failure that was inside him.
Ìkùnà tó bẹ nínú rẹ̀.
Manifested on the outside.
Ó farahàn lóde.
And it affected the boy and the mother.
Ó sì ní ipa lórí ọmọkùnrin àti ìyá rẹ̀.
I'm praying for somebody here.
Mo ń gbàdúrà fún ènìyàn kan ní ìlú òwúrọ̀ yìí.
The fellow who can say a very loud and big amen.
Ẹni náà tó lè ṣe àmì tó lọ sókè tó sì tóbi jọjọ.
That's the spirit of failure.
Wípé ẹ̀mí ìkùnà.
That is attached to your destiny.
Èyí tí ó so mọ́ àyànmọ́ rẹ.
Shall die today in the name of Jesus.
Yóò dúró ní orúkọ Jésù.
There is something known as internal failure.
Ohun kan bẹ tí a ń pè ní ìkùnà àtinúwá.
The failure that is working on the inside.
Ìkùnà tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ nínú.
A lot of people.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn.
How about this kind of failure inside them?
Ni wọ́n ní irúfẹ́ ìkùnà yìí nínú ayé wọn.
Even without their knowledge.
Láì tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé wọ́n mọ̀.
If Gehazi had known.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé Gehazi ti mọ̀.
That there is the spirit of failure that is hiding inside him.
Wípé ẹ̀mí ìkùnà ó fara pamọ́ nínú ayé òun.
He will have begged the man of God.
Kò bá ti rọ ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
Please don't send me on this spiritual assignment.
Jọ̀wọ́ má ṣe rán mi ní iṣẹ́ ti ẹ̀mí yìí.
Failure. It will be the result.
Ìkùnà ni yóò jẹ́ ìfirẹ̀.
His grace will be the result.
Ìtìjú ni yóò jẹ́ àtúbọ̀tán.
But he didn't know.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò mọ̀.
And the failure manifested.
Ìkùnà yìí ó wá búrẹ́ jáde.
Gehazi was disgraced.
Adójú ti Gehazi.
Because of the failure that was inside him.
Nítorí ìkùnà tó bẹ nínú ayé rẹ̀.
Internal failure.
Ìkùnà àtinúwá.
Will always promote disgrace.
Yóò máa gbé ìtìjú lárugẹ.
All round disgrace.
Ìtìjú ní gbogbo ọ̀nà.
Unfortunately.
Ó ṣe ní láàánú.
Many are harboring this internal failure.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló ní ìkùnà àtinúwá yìí.
Without their knowledge.
Láì ṣe wípé wọ́n mọ̀.
They may be handsome.
Wọ́n lè rẹwà.
They may be beautiful.
Wọ́n lè ṣe wò.
They may be influential.
Wọ́n lè jẹni tó pé wọ́n jẹ́ gbajúmọ̀.
They may be smart.
Wọ́n lè jẹni tó yára.
They may even be educated.
Wọ́n ti lè jẹni tó mọ̀ wí.
But inside them.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú wọn.
Lies the dragon of failure.
Òun ni dragon ìkùnà ń bẹ.
That failure will not manifest.
Ìkùnà yìí kò ní farahàn.
Until they are about to move to their next level in life.
Àyàfi tí wọ́n bá fẹ́ gbé ìgbésẹ̀ tí ó kàn fún ayé wọn.
That failure will not manifest.
Ìkùnà yìí kò ní farahàn.
Until they are given a spiritual assignment to carry out.
Àyàfi tí a bá fún wọn ní iṣẹ́ ẹ̀mí láti ṣe.
That is when that internal failure will now show up.
Nígbà náà ni ìkùnà àtinúwá yìí yóò farahàn.
And then mess them up.
Yóò wá ba ti wọn jẹ́.
And disgrace their life.
Yóò sì dojú ti ayé wọn.
The power that wants to disgrace you.
Agbára náà tó fẹ́ dojú ti ọ́.
Power that wants you to fail.
Agbára náà tó fẹ́ kí o kùnà.
They shall be openly disgraced.
A ó dojú tì wọ́n ní gbangba.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
12 men were sent to spy out the promised land.
Ènìyàn méjìlá ni a rán láti ṣe àmì ilẹ̀ ìlérí.
10 came back with evil reports.
Ènìyàn mẹ́wàá padà pẹ̀lú ìròyìn bí.
2 came back with good reports.
Àwọn méjì padà pẹ̀lú ìròyìn rere.
The 10 men that came back called themselves grasshoppers.
Àwọn ènìyàn mẹ́wàá tí wọ́n padà wá, wọ́n pe ara wọn ní ẹlẹ́ngà.
That was the name they gave to themselves.
Eléyìí jẹ́ orúkọ tí wọ́n sọ ara wọn.
God did not call them grasshoppers.
Ọlọ́run ò pè wọ́n ní ẹlẹ́ngà.
Their enemies did not call them grasshoppers.
Àwọn ọ̀tá wọn pàápàá ò pè wọ́n lẹ́lẹ́ngà.
The devil did not call them grasshoppers.
Èṣù pàápàá ò pè wọ́n lẹ́lẹ́ngà.
The giants that they saw.
Òmìràn tí wọ́n rí.
Did not call them grasshoppers.
Kò pè wọ́n ní ẹlẹ́ngà.
They with their own mouth.
Àwọn pẹ̀lú ẹnu ara wọn.
Call themselves grasshoppers.
Ni wọ́n sọ ara wọn ní ẹlẹ́ngà.
Why?
Èṣè.
Because inside them they are failed already.
Nítorí pé nínú wọn, wọ́n ti kùnà yányán.
They have inside of this internal failure.
Wọ́n ní ìkùnà àtinúwá yìí tó ń gbénú wọn.
And they said, we cannot.
But the two men
that were full of faith and power, they saw the same giants. But what they said was completely different. They said, we are able. Let us go at once and possess the land. And they were able to possess the land. No matter what you give to a person who has internal failure to succeed, no matter the assistance that you give to the person who have internal failure to succeed, the person will still fail. Why? Because the failure is from the inside, not from the outside. Internal failure is a terrible problem. Have you not come across people, students, who will teach others? The people that they taught, they will pass. They themselves, they will fail. Why? The failure is from the inside, not from the outside. Lay your right hand on your chest and say this loud and clear with power. Internal failure. Hear the word of the Lord. Come out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Say it with a shout. Internal failure. Hear the word of the Lord. Come out of my life. Come out of my life. Come out of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Remember, we are talking about making your failures to fail. And I said that a lot of people, they have what we call internal failure. The failure that you cannot see. And that failure will not show up until they are about to move to their next level. And until that internal failure is destroyed, it will disgrace their destiny. Now, let me give you some facts about failure. Some important facts about failure. Number one, failure is an enemy that is constantly knocking at the door of our hearts. It's not a friend. It's an enemy. And it's constantly knocking at the door of our hearts. So you can say yes to it, or you can say no. But it's always knocking. Knocking. Constantly knocking at the door of our hearts. You can say yes to it. You can say go back. No room for you in my life. In other words, failure is a choice. It's a choice. Success too is a choice. No one can force it on you. You either open for that failure to come into your life, or you shut the door against it. You can choose failure in life. You can also choose success in life. If you choose failure, then failure will be a portion of the person. If you choose failure, prayers cannot help. Deliverance cannot help. Bible confession cannot help. Because it is your choice. You are the one that chose it. This wonderful singer called Steve Wonder.
Ọkùnrin tó máa ń kọrin ìyanu tí a pè ní Stefano Ìyanu.
Steve Wonder, they call him Steve Wonder.
Wọ́n a máa pè ní Steve Wonder.
A blind man like that.
Ó jẹ́ afọ́jú ènìyàn.
But well respected.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tí wọ́n bọ̀wọ̀ fún ni.
In the musical industry.
Ní ibi tí wọ́n ti máa ń kọrin.
They asked him one day.
Wọ́n béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ kan.
Said Steve Wonder.
Wípé Steve Wonder.
What is the secret of your success in your career?
Kíni àṣeyọrí? Kíni àṣírí àṣeyọrí nínú iṣẹ́ tó ń ṣe yìí?
You are a blind man.
Ó jẹ́ afọ́jú.
Right from the tender age.
Láti ìgbà ọmọ ọwọ́.
And yet.
Síbẹ̀.
You are pulling weight.
Ó ń fa èrò.
In your career.
O sì ń tẹ̀síwájú nínú iṣẹ́ tó ń ṣe.
What is the secret?
Kíni àṣírí náà?
He said.
Ó wí pé.
I choose not to be a failure.
Mo yàn láti má jẹ́ ẹni ìkùnà.
And I did not allow my blindness to disqualify me from what I know that I can do.
Mi ò sì fàyè gba ìfọ́jú mi láti sọ mí di ẹni tí kò yẹ nípa ohun tí mo mọ̀ pé mo lè ṣe.
I choose not to be a failure.
Ó ní mo yàn pé wọn ò ní dẹ́ni ìkùnà.
I did not allow my blindness.
Mi ò fàyè gba ìfọ́jú mi.
To disqualify me from what I know that I can do.
Láti sọ mí di ẹni tí kò yẹ nínú ohun tí mo mọ̀ pé mo lè ṣe.
Failure.
Ìkùnà.
Is a choice.
Ojo ohun tí ènìyàn bá yàn.
Success.
Àṣeyọrí.
Is a choice.
Ojo ohun tí ènìyàn bá yàn bákan náà.
Failure is an enemy.
Ìkùnà ọ̀tá ní ṣe.
That is constantly knocking at the door of our house.
Èyí ti máa ń kankun ọkàn ẹni ní ìgbà dé ìgbà.
One man that chose success instead of failure in the Bible was Jabez.
Ènìyàn kan tẹ́ pé ó yan àṣeyọrí kàkà kí ó yan ìkùnà nínú Bíbélì ni Jabesi.
Jabez had a rough and terrible foundation.
Jabesi ó ní ìpìlẹ̀ èyí tẹ́ pé ó burú jáì tí kò sì dára jọjọ.
The Bible says he was born in sorrow.
Bíbélì wípé a bí nínú ìbànújẹ́.
Actually, they called him sorrow.
Kódà wọ́n pè ní ọmọ ìbànújẹ́.
He was born as a failure.
Wọ́n bí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni ìkùnà.
But he refused to accept sorrow as his portion.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó kọ̀ láti gba ìbànújẹ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìpín rẹ̀.
The Bible says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel.
Bíbélì wípé Jabez sì ké pe Ọlọ́run Ísíráélì.
He called upon the name of the Lord.
Ó ké pe orúkọ Olúwa.
He by himself raised up a prayer point for his destiny.
Òun ti kára rẹ̀ ni ó gbé kókó àdúrà sókè fún àyànmára rẹ̀.
He said, oh Lord.
Ó ní Olúwa.
I want you to bless me indeed.
Èmi fẹ́ kí o bùkún mi ní tòótọ́.
Say, oh Lord.
Ó ní Olúwa.
Enlarge my cause.
Sọ agbègbè mi dín ńlá.
Say, oh Lord.
Ó ní Olúwa.
Let your hand be upon me.
Jẹ́ kí ọwọ́ rẹ kí ó wà pẹ̀lú mi.
Say, oh Lord.
Ó ní Olúwa.
Keep me from evil.
Pa mí mọ́ kúrò nínú ibi gbogbo.
He saw his position.
Ó rí ipò ara rẹ̀.
He raised up a prayer point for himself.
Ó gbọ́wọ́ àdúrà sókè fara rẹ̀.
And that failure died in his life.
Ìkùnà yìí ó sì kú pátápátá nínú ayé rẹ̀.
Somebody needs to pray the prayer of Jabez here this morning.
Ènìyàn kan nílò láti gbàdúrà Jabez ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Those who hated failure with perfect hatred.
Àwọn tí wọ́n kórìíra ìkùnà pátápátá.
And the Bible says.
Bíbélì sì wípé.
And God granted him all his requests.
Ọlọ́run sì fún ní ohun tí ó bèrè.
As you pray against failure this morning.
Ó ṣe gbàdúrà lòdì sí ìkùnà ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
The Lord will answer you in the name of
Jesus. Olúwa yóò dáhùn ní orúkọ Jésù.
Let your amen roar like thunder.
Ẹ jẹ́ àwọn ẹgbẹ́ bí àrá.
Number two.
Ìkejì.
Facts about failure.
Àwọn òkodoro tó ṣe pàtàkì níka ìkùnà.
Most failure.
Púpọ̀ nínú àwọn ìkùnà.
Occurs because of fear.
A máa ṣẹlẹ̀ nítorí ẹ̀rù.
Fear.
Ẹ̀rù.
Is a product of failure.
Ó jẹ́ àtúbọ̀tán ìkùnà.
Most failure.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìkùnà máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nítorí ìbẹ̀rù.
And fear is the parent of many failure.
Ẹ̀rù ó sì jẹ́ ìyá ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìkùnà.
That is why in the Bible.
Èrèdí ni ìtújẹ́ nínú Bíbélì.
The most commonest or popular statement that Jesus made to people is fear not.
Ohun gbólóhùn èyí tẹ́ pé ó wọ́pọ̀ tí Jésù a máa sọ fún àwọn ènìyàn ni pé má bẹ̀rù.
Only believe.
Ṣá gbàgbọ́.
Fear not.
Má ṣe bẹ̀rù.
Only believe.
Ṣá gbàgbọ́.
Fear not.
Má ṣe bẹ̀rù.
Only believe.
Ṣá gbàgbọ́.
Because Jesus did not want people to fail.
Nítorí pé Jésù fẹ́ kí àwọn ènìyàn fìdí rẹmi.
Fear will only show you what you cannot do.
Ẹ̀rù yóò fi hàn ohun tí o lè ṣe.
Not what you can do.
Kì í ṣe ohun tí o lè ṣe.
Fear is a demon.
Ẹ̀rù ó jẹ́ ẹ̀mí àìmọ́.
That needs to be cast out in many lives.
Èyí tó nílò láti lé jáde kúrò nínú ayé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
And is a terrible demon.
O si je mi ayimo to buru jai.
Fear will not only steal your food.
Eru ki yo ja olole onje re nikan.
It will also collect the plate with which you are eating the food from.
Yo gba po onje yi pa pa lowo re patapata.
Is a terrible spirit.
O je mi to buru jai.
It can paralyze a man completely.
O le ya eniyan laro patapata.
And make a nonsense out of a person's destiny.
O si so ayomo irufe ni be di jati jati.
I remember that man today.
Mo rántí arákùnrin lónìí.
I think I've shared it before.
Mo lérò pé mo ti sorry.
He was sleeping.
Ó ń sùn.
And in the middle of the night.
Lọ́gànjọ́ òru.
He wanted to go to the toilet.
Ó fẹ́ lọ ṣe gá.
But as he opened his eyes.
Ṣùgbọ́n bó ṣe yájú rẹ̀.
He saw a shadow on the wall.
Ó rí òjìjí kan lórí ògiri.
And that shadow was like a human being.
Òjìjí yìí ó sì dàbí ẹ̀dá ènìyàn.
That was holding a gun.
Èyí tí ó di ìbọn mú.
And as if the gun was being pointed at him.
Ó dàbí ẹni pé a kọjú ìbọn yìí sí.
Quickly it closed his eyes.
Ní kíákíá ló bá di ojú rẹ̀.
And he was shaking terribly.
Ó wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bẹ̀rù.
A grown-up man.
Ẹni tí ó jẹ́ fìrìgbọ̀n.
And he was just there.
Ó sì wà níbẹ̀.
He couldn't go to the toilet.
Kò lè lọ ṣe gáyìí.
He cannot hold himself anymore.
Kò lè kò mọ nǹkan tó ń ṣe mọ́.
He had to remain on the bed.
Ó ní láti tọ̀ sórí ibùsùn rẹ̀.
But the time was going.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọjọ́ ń lọ.
Time was going.
Ọjọ́ ń lọ.
And this shadow, this image was just there.
Òjìjí yìí àti àwòrán yìí ó wà níbẹ̀
síbẹ̀. Occasionally it will open one eye.
Nígbà mìíràn alájú kan.
Since the image again.
A tún rí àwòrán yìí.
And close back his eyes.
A tún di ojú rẹ̀ padà.
After some time,
nígbà tó ṣe,
it was now getting to the morning time.
Ilẹ̀ fẹ́ mọ́.
And he had people now talking outside.
Ó wá gbọ́ tí àwọn ènìyàn sọ̀rọ̀ lóde.
And the shadow was still there.
Òjìjí yìí sì wà níbẹ̀.
So he now summoned courage.
Ó wá múra rẹ̀ lọ́kàn le.
He stood up.
Ó dìde.
At the time he stood up.
Nígbà tí ó fi nọ̀rú.
And checked properly.
Tí ó wá wò fínífíní.
He discovered.
Ó ṣàwárí.
That the shadow that he saw.
Wípé òjìjí tí ó rí.
Was somebody who was drying clothes.
Ó jẹ́ ènìyàn kan tó ń sáṣọ.
And the clothes was like a human being.
Aṣọ yìí ó wá dàbí ènìyàn.
That was holding gun like that.
Èyí tó di ìbọn mú.
He bit his finger.
Ó wá búra rẹ̀ ṣọ. Kai.
What was his problem?
Kini ìṣòro rẹ̀.
Fear.
Ẹ̀rù.
At the root of many failures.
Ní gbòǹgbò ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìkùnà.
Is fear.
A ó rí ẹ̀rù níbẹ̀.
There are some people.
Àwọn kan bẹ̀.
There is nothing that they are not afraid of.
Kò sí ohun náà tí wọ́n ń bẹ̀rù.
Even little cockroach.
Ayan pàápàá.
Once they see the cockroach like that, boom.
Ní kété tí wọ́n bá rí ayan yìí tó fò.
Say hey.
Wọ́n ní hey.
Blood of Jesus.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù.
They have come.
Wọ́n tún ti dé.
My blood is bitter.
Ah, ẹ̀jẹ̀ mi kòrò.
They cannot catch me.
Wọ́n ò lè rí mi mú.
I'm a child of God.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run ni èmi ń ṣe.
Why are you making those confessions?
Èṣe tí o fi ń ṣe ìjẹ́wọ́ yìí.
Ordinary cockroach.
Ayan nìkan.
Fear.
Ẹ̀rù.
Anyone that is afraid.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá ń bẹ̀rù.
Is not permitted to succeed in life.
A ò fàyè gbà láti ṣe àṣeyọrí nínú ayé yìí.
I say that again.
Mo tún èyí wí.
Anyone that is afraid.
Ènìyàn yóò tó bá ń bẹ̀rù.
Is not permitted to succeed in life.
Kò sí ààyè àṣeyọrí fún nínú ayé yìí.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wípé.
God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Ọlọ́run ò fún wa ní ẹ̀mí ẹ̀rù.
So if it is not from God.
Tí kì bá ń ṣe àti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
It must be from the devil.
Ó ní láti jẹ́ àti ọ̀dọ̀ ìṣù.
3.
Ìkẹta.
About failure.
Nípa ìkùnà.
The master key to failure.
Ojúlówó kọ́kọ́rọ́ sí ìkùnà.
Is trying to please everybody.
Òun ni kẹ́nìyàn máa gbìyànjú láti tẹ́ gbogbo ènìyàn lọ́rùn.
That is the master key.
Eléyìí ni ojúlówó nǹkan náà.
The truth is this.
Òtítọ́ ọbẹ̀ ni wípé.
You cannot please everybody.
O lè tẹ ayé lọ́rùn.
No matter how hard you try.
Kò sí bó ṣe lè gbìyànjú tó.
Give out all your clothes.
Kò fi gbogbo aṣọ rẹ fún ènìyàn.
Give out all your time.
Gbogbo àkókò rẹ kò fi fún wọn.
Give out all your money.
Kò fi gbogbo owó rẹ fún wọn.
You still cannot please everybody.
Síbẹ̀, ó lè tẹ gbogbo ènìyàn lọ́rùn.
The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Bíbélì wí pé bí Olúwa ṣe fi òróró yan Jésù Kristì ti Nazareti.
With Holy Ghost and with power.
Pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí mọ̀ wọn agbára.
Who went about doing good.
Ẹni tó ń kiri ń ṣeré.
He went about doing good.
Ó ń kiri ń ṣeré.
Yes.
Síbẹ̀.
Some people accused him of being a drunkard.
Àwọn ènìyàn fẹ̀sùn kàn wí pé ó jẹ́ ọ̀mùtí.
He was accused of casting out devils with the spirit of Beelzebub.
Wọ́n fi ẹ̀sùn kàn wí pé ó ń fi ẹ̀mú Beelzebub gbé ẹ̀mí ẹ̀sùn jáde.
The master accused of failure.
Ojúlówó òun fún ìkùnà.
Is trying to please everybody.
Òun ni kí ènìyàn máa gbìyànjú láti tẹ gbogbo ènìyàn lọ́rùn.
Trying to please everybody is a journey to an unending failure.
Kí ènìyàn máa gbìyànjú láti tẹ gbogbo ènìyàn lọ́rùn, ó jẹ́ ìrìnàjò sí
ìkùnà. It will lead to chronic frustration.
Mo sì sọ fún ọ, yóò yọrí sí ìjákulẹ̀ yanyan.
The little that you can do, do it.
Ohun díẹ̀ tó lè ṣe ṣe.
And leave the rest in the hands of God.
Kí o sì fi ohun tó kù sọ́wọ́ Olúwa.
Number four.
Ìkẹrin.
Fact about failure.
Òkodoro tó ṣe pàtàkì nípa ìkùnà.
That a man may fall many times.
Wí pé ènìyàn lè ṣubú lọ́pọ̀ ìgbà.
But it won't be a failure.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò lè jẹ́ ní ìkùnà.
Until he says that someone pushed him.
Àyàfi tó bá wí pé ènìyàn kan ló tì ń ṣubú.
A man may fall many times.
Ènìyàn lè ṣubú lọ́pọ̀ ìgbà.
But that man will not be a failure.
Ṣubú ẹni kò lè jẹ́ ní ìkùnà.
Despite his falling.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó ń ṣubú.
Until he opens his mouth to say somebody pushed me.
Àyàfi tí ó bá ya ẹnu rẹ̀ wípé ènìyàn ló ti òun ṣubú.
In other words.
Èyí túmọ̀ sí.
When you begin to give excuses for your shortcomings.
Tí ẹ bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣe àwáwí fún àwọn àléébù yín.
You are a failure.
Ó jẹ́ ẹni ìkùnà.
When you begin to give excuses for your inabilities.
Tàbí ẹ̀ ń ṣe àwáwí fún àìtójú òṣùwọ̀n yín.
Giving excuses for your mistakes.
Ẹ̀ ń ṣe àwáwí fún àwọn àṣìṣe yín.
That is when you become a failure.
Ìgbà náà lẹ́ ó jẹ́ ní ìkùnà.
And that was the old problem in the Bible.
Eléyìí sì jẹ́ ògbólógbó ìṣòro nínú Bíbélì.
The problem of Adam and Eve.
Ìṣòro Ádámù òun Éfà.
Adam blamed Eve.
Ádámù ló sọ Éfà, ó fi ẹ̀sùn kan Éfà.
Blame the serpent.
Éfà pápá ó fi ẹ̀sùn kan ejò.
They were giving excuses for their mistakes.
Gbogbo wọn ni wọ́n ṣe àwáwí nítorí àṣìṣe wọn.
And God did not take it lightly.
Ọlọ́run ò sì fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú.
A man may fail many times.
Ènìyàn lè kùnà lọ́pọ̀ ìgbà.
But it won't be a failure until he says someone pushed him.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò lè jẹ́ ní ìkùnà àyàfi tí ó bá wí pé ènìyàn kan ló ti òun ṣubú.
Remember that young man today.
Ẹ rántí ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin yìí lónìí.
Any small thing.
Ohun kékeré yòówù.
It is not your fault.
Kì í ṣẹ̀bi rẹ̀.
It's my father.
Bàbá mi ni.
Who didn't send me to school.
Èyí tó rán mi lọ sí ilé ìwé.
If they ask him to pay his house rent.
Tí wọ́n bá wí pé kó sanwó ilé.
On time.
Lákòókò.
Say it is not your fault.
Wọ́n ní kì í ṣẹ̀bi yín.
It is my father's fault.
Ẹbí bàbá mi ni.
He didn't send me to the university.
Kò rán mi lọ sí ilé ẹ̀kọ́ fásitì.
If I've been to the university.
Tó bá pé mo ti lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́ fásitì.
And I have my degree.
Tí mo sì ní pálí mi lọ́wọ́.
You won't be talking to me like this.
Kò lè má bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ báyìí.
Until one day they now have to call him.
Títí di ọjọ́ kan wọ́n ní láti pè é.
Stop giving excuses.
Ó jẹ́ dẹ́kun àwáwí ṣíṣe.
There are so many people who have never passed through school in their life.
Àwọn ènìyàn pọ̀ tó jẹ́ pé wọn ò tilẹ̀ gba ilé ìwé kọjá nínú ayé wọn.
And they are doing very well.
Síbẹ̀ wọ́n ń ṣe dáradára.
The richest man in the world.
Ọlọ́run jùlọ nínú gbogbo àgbáyé.
Was a dropout.
Ó jẹ́ ẹni tó jẹ́ pé kò kàwé tán.
Those who give excuses.
Àwọn tó bá ń ṣàwáwí.
They are failure.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ẹni ìkùnà.
Five.
Ìkarùn-ún.
The failure of all failures.
Ojúlówó ìkùnà.
Is to fail spiritually.
Òun ni kẹ́nìyàn kùnà nípa tẹ̀mí.
The failure of all failures.
Ojúlówó gbogbo ìkùnà.
Is to fail spiritually.
Òun ni kẹ́nìyàn kùnà nípa tẹ̀mí.
Spiritual failure is worse than physical failure.
Ìkùnà nípa tẹ̀mí ó burú jáì ju ìkùnà ti ara lọ.
What many people call success today.
Ohun tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ń pè ní àṣeyọrí lónìí.
In the eyes of the Almighty God.
Lójú Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
It is a resounding failure.
Ó jẹ́ ìkùnà yányán.
And that is why the Bible differentiates between success and good success.
Èrèdí ni ti Bíbélì ṣe ṣe ìyàtọ̀ tó ń bẹ láàrin àṣeyọrí àti àṣeyọrí rere.
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
Nínú ìwé Joshua orí ìkíni ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
The Bible says this book of the law.
Bíbélì wí pé ìwé òfin.
Shall not depart out of your mouth.
Kì yóò kúrò ní ẹnu rẹ̀.
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìwọ yóò máa ṣàṣàrò nínú rẹ̀ lọ́sàn-án àti
lóru. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein.
Kí ìwọ kí ó máa kíyèsí láti ṣe gbogbo tí a kọ sínú rẹ̀.
But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Nígbà náà
And then thou shalt have good success.
So
there is success. And there is good success. Good success is what God promised us. Not success. But good success. Good success is permanent. Is spiritual. But ordinary success is temporal. So there is success. And there is good success. Success by God's definition is not measured by the number of houses that you have built. Is not measured by the number of cars that you have. You may have 1 million cars. And God says, this one is a failure. You may have 10,000 houses. And God says, this one is a failure. Success by God's definition is not measured by the amount of money that you have in your bank account. No. Success by God is measured by what you did with Jesus. What you did with the Son of God. That was why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2, Paul said it loud and clear.
Paul, we know, okay.
So for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
So
I'm not worried. I'm not concerned about your title, about your position, about your earthly possession. So what I want you to know among you is Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
So
success by God's definition is what you did with Jesus, not with your certificate, not with your handsomeness or with your beauty. It is what you did with Jesus in your family, in your business, in your career, in your marriage, in your family, that counts. Every other thing is irrelevant as far as God is concerned. The success that do not have Jesus at the center of it is a failure in disguise. The failure of all failure is to fail spiritually. And that was what happened to Gehazi. And if you read about the life of
Gehazi,
that failure spread even across to his own children. When spiritual things are just dying off in your life, then you need to wake up and call upon the God of Jabez. Listen to this. A man who can terminate somebody's appointment.
Say,
I fire you. I'm not working in this place.
Oh,
and the person begins to prostrate. Sorry, sir. Sorry, man. Sorry, sir. Don't fire me. A man who can do that, but is unable to terminate demonic activities in his own life, should not claim to be a successful person. He is a resounding failure in the eyes of the Almighty God. Many have been coming to church for years, but they have no solid testimony of a changed life. They have born again for many years. They have been coming to this day for many years. But look at their testimony. It does not include a changed life.
kò ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìgbé ayé ọ̀tún.
They still tell lies.
Wọ́n á sì máa parọ́.
They still fight.
Wọ́n á sì máa jà.
They still backbite.
Wọ́n á sì máa sọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀yìn.
They still fornicate.
Wọ́n á sì máa ṣe agbèrè.
They get angry.
Inú á sì máa bí wọn.
They are failures spiritually.
Wọ́n jẹ́ òkùnà nípa tẹ̀mí.
Failures spiritually.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ẹni tó ti kùnà nípa tẹ̀mí.
And the failure of all failures.
Àti ìkùnà tó peléke jùlọ.
Is to fail spiritually.
Òhun ni kí ènìyàn kùnà nípa tẹ̀mí.
And pray for somebody here this morning.
Mo gbàdúrà fún ènìyàn kan ní ìní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
That any power.
Nípa agbára kágbára.
That wants to fail spiritually.
Èyí tó fẹ́ kí o kùnà nípa tẹ̀mí.
They shall die in the name of Jesus.
Wọ́n ò kú ní orúkọ Jésù.
Let your amen roar like thunder.
Ẹgbẹ́ mi rẹ̀ dé ọmọ bí àrá.
Let your amen be meaningful.
Ẹgbẹ́ mi rẹ̀ kọ́ ní ìtumọ̀.
The expectation of heaven.
Ìrètí ọ̀run.
Over your life as a child of God.
Lórí ayé rẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Is to change your environment.
Òun ni kí o yí agbègbè rẹ padà.
Go to a place.
O débì kan.
And they know that somebody has visited the place.
Wọ́n á sì mọ̀ wípé ọmọ Ọlọ́run kan ti wọ̀nyí wá.
The expectation of heaven over your life. As a child of God. Is to change your environment. That is why the Bible calls you salt.
Say
you are the salt of the earth. Not the salt of the church. No, you have to change your environment. Not the church. Salt changes things. You are supposed to impact your world with a positive change. That is the expectation of heaven for your life. But for so many people, and it's very sad, it is not so. People will look at some people coming to this place and they will say, and you said you are a Christian and you say you go to church and you are involved in this kind of thing. Spiritual failure is for heaven to be disappointed over your life.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé ọ̀run ti gba ìjákulẹ̀ lórí ayé rẹ.
I pray for that man and for that woman.
Mo gbàdúrà fún arákùnrin náà àti arábìnrin náà.
That is hearing the sound of my voice now.
Èyí tó ń gbọ́ ìró ohùn mi báyìí.
That is the anointing of failure.
Wípé ìfòròyàn ìkùnà.
That is operating in your life.
Èyí tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ nínú ayé rẹ.
I cancel it now in the name of Jesus.
Mo gbàgilẹ̀ báyìí ní orúkọ Jésù.
Heaven was totally disappointed.
Ọ̀run gba ìjákulẹ̀ pátápátá.
Over the life of Gehazi.
Lórí ayé Gehazi.
Heaven got disappointed.
Ọ̀run gba ìjákulẹ̀.
Over the life of Saul.
Lórí ayé Saulu.
The man who started with prophecy.
Ọkùnrin náà tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú àsọtẹ́lẹ̀.
But ended up with talking to the dead.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó yọrí sí àti máa bá àwọn òkú sọ̀rọ̀.
The expectation of heaven over Judas Iscariot.
Ìrètí ọ̀run lórí Judas Iscariot.
Was to be a powerful disciple.
Òun ni láti jẹ́ ọmọ ẹ̀yìn tó lákí kanjú.
A great apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Apostle ńlá ti Kristi Jesu Olúwa wa.
Jesus did not call him to fail.
Jesu Olúwa ò pé láti kùnà.
He called him so that he can succeed.
Ó pè kó ba lè ṣe àṣeyọrí.
But even under Christ ministration.
Ṣùgbọ́n pàápàá lábẹ́ iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ Kristi.
He failed.
Ó tún fìdí rẹmi.
Judas became a traitor.
Judas ó wá di ọ̀dàlẹ̀.
He became a thief.
Ó wá di olè.
A lover of money.
Ẹni tó nífẹ̀ẹ́ owó.
A selfish man.
Ẹni tó pọ́ mọ́tara rẹ̀ nìkan.
And all those bad attitudes.
Àti gbogbo ìwà búburú.
Made heaven to be disappointed over his life.
Ó jẹ́ kí ọ̀run gba ìjákulẹ̀ lórí ayé rẹ̀.
Wherever he is now.
Níbi ìyóhùn tó bá wà báyìí.
Judas Iscariot is regretting.
Judas Iscariot ń kábàámọ̀.
Judas failed.
Judas ó kùnà nípasẹ̀ mi.
His office was taken over by another.
Iṣẹ́ tó yẹ kó ṣe ní ẹlòmíràn gbà.
I'm praying again for you.
Mo ń gbàdúrà lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí fún ọ.
Because I don't want you to fail.
Nítorí pé mi ò fẹ́ kó o kùnà.
And heaven does not want you to fail.
Ọ̀run pàápàá ò fẹ́ kó o fìdí rẹ̀ mi.
That is why I'm praying for you.
Èrè nínú tí mo ń gbàdúrà tí mo tún àdúrà gbà fún ọ.
That the power.
Wípé agbára náà.
That has vowed.
Èyí tó ti jẹ́jẹ́.
That you will fail spiritually.
Wípé ìwọ yóò kùnà nípa tẹ̀mí.
I bury that power now.
Mo gbé wọn sí lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Spiritual failure.
Ìkùnà tẹ̀mí.
Can paralyze a man's destiny.
Ó lè fi
Spiritual failure can make a person to be fishing in the wrong river. You will toil and toil and work and work and you will catch nothing. No matter how hard the person has tried. The question now is this. What are the things that promote spiritual failure? Let me quickly rush through them before we start to pray now. Number one. Inability to retain the word of God in your heart. It will promote spiritual failure. We finish the service. And after the service, the person came for counseling. Say, why are you in the service today? We ask him. Are you in the service today? Say, yes. What is the title of the message? Could you talk again? It's not even up to 2 hours. And the service ended.
They are
now asking him. What is the title of the message? He has forgotten. The enemy has come to steal it from his heart. Inability to retain the word of God in your heart. The psalmist says, thy word have I kept in my heart so that I will not sin against thee. But today, the Bible is kept under the pillow so that they will not have bad dreams. It's supposed to be in your heart. You are putting the Bible under your pillow, sleeping on it, and you think that demons will not come. Just Bible does not scare them away. If the word is not in your heart, the amount of God's word in your heart is what will determine the level of your spiritual success. You cannot record any outstanding spiritual success outside the word of God. Failure comes when your word level is zero. When the word level is completely zero,
that
is when failure comes. Remember Peter. He saw Jesus walking on the water. And he said, Lord,
Oluwa,
if it is you,
so bad me,
ask me to come.
So for me came wa.
And Jesus just said one word.
Jesus, see, we are a conscious show.
Come.
Wa.
And Peter stepped out of the boat.
Peter, we also crawl in your car.
And began to walk.
Oh, what perish near him?
People say Peter walked on the water.
How many? Oh, get Peter, we ring. Lori omi.
No.
Beko.
He walked on the word.
Oh, me, lori oro na.
Because the power that enables him to walk on that water.
Nitori pe agbara iteko funi okun lati
ri lori omi. The word that Jesus said.
Ohun ni oro ti Jesus so.
Come.
Wa.
So Peter was walking on come.
Peteru, oh, me, o si diro mo wa yi.
But unfortunately,
ṣugbọn ṣe ni lanu.
He removed his eyes and his mind from that word come.
O wa mu oju re ati okan re kuro ninu gbolohun wa yi.
He saw the waves. He saw the problem. He forgot what his master said. And immediately he forgot. The Bible says he began to
sleep.
That is, he began to fail. When the word of God is zero, failure comes in. you cannot amount to anything in the things of God. When your attitude towards His word is discouraging. There is no magician here. Whatever we do in the house of God in this ministry is according to the word of God. Your mouth must constantly confess the word of God. Your heart must constantly meditate on the word of God. Your life must constantly be led by the word of God. Let me tell you this. There is a big difference between the words of the elders and the word of God. People love to quote the word of the elders. Some people will start praying.
And
the plate that we put in your hand does not break. The calabash that you put in your hand does not
spoil.
And you are quoting that to the devil. He will give you a slap. Say, a child does not walk and then his head will not be shaking. You are quoting that one to the devil. Those words of the elders cannot paralyze demons. You must know the word. Inability to retain the word in your heart will promote spiritual failure. Number two, weakness in prayer. When you are weak in prayer, anyone that is weak in prayer, especially night prayer, cannot go far in the kingdom. You see, 30 minutes of night prayer is more powerful than 2 hours of prayer day in the morning. In the afternoon, study Jesus very well. Study his prayer life. Most of the time, Jesus prayed in the night period. But during the day, he went on preaching, casting out demons, healing the sick. But in the night, the Bible says, after a great while, before men arose, he will go to the mountain to pray. 20 minutes. 30 minutes. Of night prayer will do more work than 3 hours of praying during the day. Because there are some powers that operate in the night. That's why they are spiritually alert. The Bible says, when you pray and you seek the face of the Lord, the Lord who sees you in the secret will answer you openly. Weakness in prayer will promote failure. Number three, dead conscience. Dead conscience. The Bible says some people's conscience has been seared with hot iron. There are some people, no matter the evil that they have committed, they will feel no remorse. They will do terrible things and they will not cry. Their conscience has been seared. They have a dead conscience. A sister met these armed robbers on the way. Said, we are going to kill everybody. And this sister knelt down. And said, Brother Oli, please, sorry. Brother Oli, please, sorry. When the man heard
that,
he began to laugh. So what kind of combination is that? Brother Chief. Brother Oli. I started laughing. I said, go. That is one thief. Another thief went to the house. Met the husband, the wife,
Aya,
and their three-year-old boy.
They
bring out everything that you have. Bring your money out. And the man said, I'm sorry, sir.
I
don't have money.
Say,
so why?
Say,
I've been out of work. I'm not working.
And the
thief said,
eh?
You are not working.
Oh, she
said. As able as you are.
Mo se je firin gan to.
Bring out your two hands.
Oya mu owo re mejeji jade.
You that have hands and not use me to work.
Oni owo mejeji o wa fi sise.
And he cut off the two hands.
O wa ge owo mejeji.
So you have hands.
Oni owo.
I am not using it.
Oh, wa lo.
Now, the first thief, although he's a thief,
wayi o le akoko ko ti le je pe o le ni,
but his conscience is not still okay.
Sugbon eri okan e o si wa sibe.
Somebody called him brother thief and he laughed.
Eniyan kan pe ni arakunrin o le o rerin o ni ma lo.
Sugbon eleyi cut the person's two hands.
O wa ge owo eni yi, o ge owo mejeje.
Dead conscience.
Eri okan to ti ku.
Dead conscience.
Eri okan to ti yigbe.
It will promote spiritual failure.
Ama agbe ikuna temi laruge.
4.
Ikerin.
Difficult in fasting.
Isuro ninu awe biba.
It will promote spiritual failure.
Yo agbe ikuna temi laruge.
At least a believer must have one day that you fast in a week.
O kereju onigbagbo ni lati ni ojo kan soso lati gbawe laarin ose.
One day.
Ojo kan.
That you fast in a week.
Eyi to gbawe laarin ose.
5.
Ikarun.
Deafness to God.
Iyadi si Olorun.
It will promote spiritual failure.
Yo gbe ikuna temi laruge.
God is talking.
Olorun soro.
But the person cannot hear.
Sugbon oro eni be o le gbo.
The success of Abraham.
Ah, seyori Abraham.
Was rooted in Abraham hearing God's voice.
O gile ninu pe Abraham o ngbo ohun Olorun kedere.
Every time you read and God says to Abraham.
Ni gbogbo ebe ma wipe Olorun si fun Abraham pe.
God called on Abraham.
Olorun si ke pe Abraham.
God was talking.
Olorun soro.
And he was able to hear.
O ba pa le gbo ohun ti Olorun so.
I pray.
Mo gbadura.
That if the enemy is afflicting you.
Ni be ti osa ba pon loju.
With deafness to the voice of God.
Pelu iditi ti oro Olorun.
I command that your ears to hear the word of the Lord now. In the name of Jesus. 6. Looseness with the opposite sex. It will lead to spiritual failure. One vivid sign of looseness with the opposite sex. Willingness to be among the opposite sex all the time.
Oh, ni pe boya ki okunrin ko ma fe wa laarin obirin ni gbogbo igba tabi ki obirin ko ma fe wa laarin okunrin ni gbogbo igba.
Just like them just touching.
Ako ni fe ka ko fo okan won.
Playing.
Baba won sere.
Pecking and kissing.
Ton fe nu kenu.
Just holding their hands.
Ko ko di won awon lowo mu.
When you have that kind of desire.
Nigba to ba ni ru ife yi.
You are inviting spiritual failure.
O pe ikuna temi.
You are inviting spiritual failure. 7.
Ikeje.
Manifestation of the spirit of slumber.
Ifarawon emi itobe.
It will promote spiritual failure.
Yo gbe ikuna temi laruge.
Some people they will see danger like that.
Awon kan wa won ori ewu kedere bayi.
And yes, they will embrace it.
Sibe won diromo.
It is the manifestation of the spirit of slumber.
Ifarawon emi o
ngbe ni. What you see and you are supposed to run away from.
Ohun ti ori to ye ko ferege fun.
They will embrace it.
Won wa diro mo.
Is like that man.
O dabi arakunrin yi.
I took a lady to the hotel.
O mu arabirin kan lo si ile ero.
And when they entered.
Ni kete ti won wole.
There was a standing mirror.
Jigi kan wa soju o sibe.
Inside the room.
Ninu yara yi.
And the lady said to the young man.
arabirin o wa so fun odomokirin yi
excuse me please
oni to mo to rogafara
I don't like mirror
mi o ni fe si jigi
turn the thing turn it
jigi ko oju re
so giri
ko oju re so giri.
Somebody say, turn the mirror towards the wall.
You know
she's not an ordinary human being.
Oh yeah, come on, quickly, she's not lasan.
But because of what the man wants to eat.
She wanted to reap what he did. She was jealous.
Living border.
Go come in.
So he went inside the toilet.
Oh, I lost. See, he thought he should go
to change himself.
Latile, for sure.
And by the time he came out,
never saw fit pada.
The lady that he brought in,
Arabirin to mu wole,
had turned
to
become a big python.
O wa di ejola nla.
He wanted to run out.
O fe sare jade.
The python spoke.
Ejola ifon.
If you run,
ti o ba fa,
you die.
Oku.
And he was shaking.
O bere si ni gbon.
And the python said,
"In July, see,
I wanted to show you who I am.
Anything on she?
But for me to change back to human being,
she bought for me last year. But I said,
'Go downstairs,
Lord, see, Sally,
to the bar.
See, if you want to instant, come
buy a bottle of cold Fanta.
Only last year, I learned to do kupa. It's all to you.
Bring it here.
Washing.
Come and pour it on my body.
Go wada, singalara.
Then I'll be able to change back.
Niba no, wo wa parada."
He was thinking in his heart, opportunity to run away. But as I was about to go out, the python spoke. I know what you are thinking. If you run away, or you tell anybody what is going on here, you are dead. So he had to run.
He
was shaking. The barman asked him, any problems,
sir?
Everything is fine. No problem. Just give me a bottle of
Fanta.
Cold one.
He
collected it. Rushed back upstairs. The serpent was still waiting. They now give him a command. Put it on my body. And with a shaking hand, put the thing there. And the serpent shook itself. And right in his face, the serpent turned to a human being. He saw danger. Somebody said, turn the mirror. But yes, he embraced it. Manifestation of the spirit of slumber. It will lead to spiritual failure.
8.
Absence of divine dreams. There are some things that you see in your dream. If you don't deal with them, it will lead to spiritual failure. They will give you spiritual assignment, and you will fail woefully. Seeing yourself naked in the dream should not be taken lightly. Drinking dirty water or eating from a dirty place.
Should
not be taken lightly. Seeing blood or red color in the dream. Don't take it lightly. Being pursued by dangerous animals. Or unknown faces in the dream. Don't joke with them. Picking coins. Or shells on the floor. Don't joke with this kind of dream. Or somebody collecting your Bible. Or your hymn book. Or disturbing you from praying in the dream. Don't take them lightly. Walking barefooted around in the dream. These are dreams that if you don't deal with them, they would lead to spiritual failure.
Or you see
yourself crying in the dream.
Or you are
looking sad and lonely.
Or
you are discussing with somebody who had died.
All these
dreams will lead to spiritual
failure. The
last
one.
Is deliberately covering your sin.
Can you more?
It will lead to spiritual failure.
You are sick, not me.
What is the way out?
Kiwani on Abayo.
How do you make your failures to fail now?
Bao no shemuki kuno rekofi dire me.
Number one.
Akoko.
Examine yourself. You know who you are. You know yourself very well. Ask yourself some questions. What exactly am I doing for the Lord now? Am I busy for the matter or I'm just busy for myself? Ask yourself. Am I making any meaningful progress in my spiritual journey? Ask yourself. Am I making life difficult for the agent of Satan? Or I'm making their job so easy.
Ask yourself.
How many times do I study my Bible in a week? Not read, but study my Bible. Ask yourself. Do I have any spiritual gifts? If your answer is yes, the question is, which one do you have? Ask yourself, how many times have I recorded a resounding victory in the dream? When the enemy comes to challenge, ask yourself, is my real self really manifesting? Or am I just trying to mark the time? So the first thing that you need to do to make your failures to fail is to examine yourself. Mark your own paper by yourself. Number two. Surrender totally to God. Total surrender. Not partial one. Surrender your ear to Him. Your finger. Your fingernails. Your dressing. Your ambition. Everything about you, surrender it to Him. Number three. Make up your mind that you will not fail. It is a matter of choice. Determine that you will succeed spiritually. Number four. Wage war against the dragon of failure that is hiding on the inside. Gehazi failed to deal with his own dragon of failure on the inside. And it affected his own life and the life of his children. You have to wage war against that internal enemy and chase them out. Number five. Pray the prayer of
Jabez.
That is the prayer of someone who does not want to dwell in the camp of failure. Pray the prayer of
Jabez.
And what happened to Jabez will happen to you. The man who refused to die in failure. He got promoted. God answered him. And the last thing that you need to do
is
you need to barricade your life with fire. The Holy Ghost fire. So that the spirit of failure will not enter again. This is how to make your failure to fail. I want to encourage you. Get this tip. Listen to it again.
Because
Jesus did not call you so that you can fail. He called you so that you can succeed. So what? Ever that is making you to fail. You must wage war against it. We are going to pray now. The prayers that will make your failures to fail. The prayer that will establish your feet on the rock of success. The prayer that will make God to look at you and say, oh yes, definitely, I am not disappointed over the destiny of this man or of this woman. You are created to achieve something in life. And whether the enemy likes it or not, you will achieve your goal in the name of Jesus. Failure is not your portion. I want to say it again. Failure is not your portion. Failure is not your portion. Either in your career, in your family, in your marriage, in your business, in your prayer life, you are not destined to fail. So in every way, you should wage war against failure. Rise up like a soldier. Close your eyes now. Are you ready to pray now?
Oh, I should tell you about you.
Can you say this loud and clear after?
We lay long okay.
I shall not fail.
I shall not fail.
Make it loud and clear.
And we long okay.
Let the devil hear your voice. Let your voice roar like thunder. Say to the whole of your being. Now, shout it for the last time. The reason for this message is because there are people in this place this morning. What they have been pursuing, what they have been running after, that will promote their destiny, which their hands has not touched. As we begin to pray now, those things will begin to run after them now. Because it is time for you to move to your next level. Your dancing must change. Your destiny must change. Your bank account must change. Your prayer life must change. Your vision must change. Your right hand up now. You are going to shout this prayer loud and clear. Shout this prayer loud and clear. My Father! I reject the spirit of failure in my life.
Inu aye mi.
Say, my father.
Baba mi.
I reject.
Moko.
The spirit of failure.
Emi kuna.
In my life.
Inu aye mi.
In the name of
Jesus.
Oh yes.
Any.
Masikata na riboto shikiana. I reject the spirit of failure. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.